At the Brussels Auto Show this week, the Jeep Avenger electric SUV was named the European Car of the Year. Autocar says that a group of 57 top car writers from 23 countries voted on this year's winner, and the Jeep Avenger got 328 points, which was the most. The Volkswagen ID. Buzz came in second with 241 points, and the Nissan Ariya came in third with 211 points. The Renault Austral came in fifth with 163 points, and the Kia Niro came in fourth with 200 points. The Peugeot 408, with 149 points, and the Subaru Solterra Toyota BZ4X, with 133 points, were the last two cars on the list of seven finalists. The European Car of the Year Award was started in 1964, so this year is its 60th anniversary. The Rover 2000 was the first winner. I really, really wanted a Rover 2000 because it had a really cool ice alert system with a sensor on the front bumper. Autocar is one of nine automotive magazines in Europe that support the COTY Award. This year, Russian journalists were not welcome, so there were only 57 people on the jury instead of 61 in 2020. Each member of the jury has 25 points to give out, and they can't give more than 10 points to any one car. Each judge has to give points to at least five different cars. The most important things to think about are technical innovation and value for money. In a recent article, my colleague Martin Vinkhuizen criticized the COTY process, saying, only three of the seven cars that were looked at can be called models of modern architecture car technology. Based on this technology, there are two models, one with tailpipes and one that runs on batteries. The last two are just old ways of doing things. This is more than a decade after it was shown that the new technology was better, and even after regulators and many OEMs said that fossil fuel burners were an old technology that should be thrown out as soon as possible. Any model with a tailpipe should be thrown out because it uses technology from the past. The Peugeot 408 and the Renault Austral would be taken off the list. Only the BEV versions of the Jeep Avenger and Kia Niro should be used to judge them. Using an old shared platform isn't really innovative technology, it's just old technology that has been improved to bridge the time until new technology can be made. Martin calls himself a grumpy old man. He asked me to write this story because he is currently in Brussels looking for more things to review this year. I was chosen because I am a member of the same FR.